for Wagoner's Walk. Sunday morning is usually uneventful, but this week the Tysons had some surprises in store for them.
Bye, Jeremy. Have a nice time. Don't be late this evening, will you?
Did he say anything?
Nothing. I don't think he heard me.
No, he heard all right. Just doesn't choose to answer. He's still sulking about yesterday.
Well, no, I don't think so, Peter. He's just gone a bit quiet, that's all.
He hardly spoke to us when he came back from Father's yesterday evening. Anyway, he's still brooding over that wretched business about painting the freezer van. I blame Bob, what's his name?
Well, it wasn't his fault. He only asked Jeremy if he'd like to go and help.
Yes, well, he's no right to ask him without sounding us out first.
Well, at least Jeremy's gone round to the old bakery today. That should cheer him up anyway.
Oh, you make it sound as if going to the Priors is some kind of glorious escape. Dreary, humdrum life he leads here with us.
Peter, darling, you're getting oversensitive about it. He lacks a change. It's only natural.
Well, I resent being cast in the role of a tyrant father, Liz.
You don't mind Jeremy going there for the day, surely?
Oh, no, of course not. No, Lynn's entitled to see him. I've never denied that. No, I was really thinking, you said yesterday we ought to ask them round to dinner.
So we should. It's our turn.
Yes, yes, I know. Only, quite honestly, this isn't a very good moment, is it?
Why, ever not? I told you I'd do my share of the kitchen chores, so Matt can't keep on sniping at you all the evening.
No, I'm not in the least concerned about Matt's schoolboy sense of humour. No, I was thinking of it purely in economic terms.
What?
Well, setting up a full-scale dinner party is going to cost the earth.
It needn't. The last time they only gave us cold meat and salad.
Yes, game pie and a vintage claret.
Well, they're in the catering business, darling. They'd probably get a trade discount. But we needn't put on anything elaborate.
Liz, darling, don't you understand? I don't want them to start looking on us as poor relations. Unless we can ask them to dinner and do the thing properly, I'd much rather not ask them at all.
Hello. What on earth can that be? Not expecting anybody, are we?
No, as far as I know. And people don't go around collecting on Sunday mornings, as a rule.
Oh. Good morning, Peter. Elizabeth.
Father. Good gracious. Come in.
I'm sorry to call in you so unexpectedly. I've had a very poor night. I was tossing and turning for hours. You must forgive this intrusion.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I know insomnia can be awful.
I'm not complaining about insomnia, Elizabeth. I had a serious problem on my mind. I felt I had to come and talk.
Sit down, Lynn. You're getting to be a proper old woman, hanging onto the curtains, peeping up the street. All you need is an aspidistra.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, you know what I mean. Stop fidgeting. Jeremy will be here any minute now.
I know. I was just looking out for him, that's all. Oh, you're quite right, Matt. I must stop fussing. He hates that.
Good grief, woman. You see, the boy practically every Sunday. What's so special about today, all of a sudden?
Nothing. It's just... I used to see him every day when he came in to do his homework.
I know. Swings and roundabouts, Bob. 2 weeks ago, he was popping in and out every 5 minutes. Now you only see him once a week. But it'll all change again. You wait.
Yes. It will change, won't it? He's got to.
Don't stop getting so uptight about it, eh? You're going to have a good day with the lad, right?
Of course.
And you're looking forward to it, right?
Matt, what's all this leading up to?
I'm trying to make sure you're in a good mood, that's all. I've got something to tell you.
You are impossible. Go on, then. Tell me the worst. I suppose the freezer van's broken down already.
Oh, no, no. Nothing of the kind. As a matter of fact, that freezer van is worth its weight in dry ice. Yes, that's one of the best strokes of business Bill ever did, buying that van.
Really?
And don't look so po-faced about it. As a businesswoman, you should be delighted.
Oh, I am, I am. I just don't want to talk about Bill Ashton at the moment.
Ah, well, that's your tough luck, love. I'm afraid that's what we are talking about.
Do we have to?
Love, just because he's had a barney with young Sophie, that doesn't make him some kind of villain all of a sudden. Anyway, his private life is no concern of ours.
You could be a little concerned about Sophie. That poor girl's breaking her heart.
Rubbish. You get over it. I've always said they were never right for each other. Struck me by getting out of her life, it was doing her a good turn if she did but know it.
Yes, it's fascinating to listen to your views on romantic psychology, but I really don't see what it has to do with it.
Look, I'm simply telling you that when Bill walked out of that flat, well, he got landed with a problem. He has nowhere to live.
My heart bleeds for him. What exactly are you trying to say?
What I'm exactly trying to say is that Alexis has offered to share his room with Bill, and I've said yes, and he's moving in here this afternoon. Okay.
Bill Ashton living here? Of all the nerve! Oh, there's Jeremy. You did this on purpose. You deliberately waited till now because you knew we wouldn't be able to argue about it in front of him. Oh, I could carefully strangle you. See, if you wait. Come on, rise and shine.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Said rise and shine. Do you know what time it is?
I still can't hear you. Whisper it in my ears.
Stop playing about it. Good 11.
Oh, come on. Whisper it. I'm waking up gently, huh?
Oh, you know that. All right, then. Time you up and dress.
Got you.
Well, Edward, let go of me. I've got a lot of things to do.
That's all right, young man. He
said, let go. Don't do that.
Go on. You know you love it.
Oh, and you know good. Giving you breakfast in bed.
This Sunday morning. Fellow's entitled to a lion on a Sunday.
Yeah, well, you've had your lion. Now it's time to get up and go to work. And stop doing that.
Oh, well, that hurt.
Well, serves you right for not wearing pajamas. If you want a cup of coffee before you go out, you've got 10 minutes to wash and dress, and it'll be ready and waiting.
Oh, you're a real slave, brother, you are. Just because you've been slogging away ever since dawn.
Well, Sunday mornings are a very good time for me. As I finish marking up the papers, I'll put in a couple of hours with Isambard and Brunel.
Oh, congratulations. I hope the four of you will be very happy together.
Honestly, Cheryl, you think we could have one morning with nothing to do?
Oh, look who's talking. You've got three different jobs to keep you busy, what with the carpentry and helping in the shop and weekends at the pub. Yeah, I thought you said Donald Fitzroy was expecting you over the road at 11:30.
Yeah, well, he is. Oh, well. Thank goodness the shop's shut today, and I've got no carpentry on the go at the moment. All I got to do is just...
Oh, but you have. I almost forgot.
What was that?
Claire Nash was talking to me the other day. I meant to tell you.
Yeah?
She reminded me, very gently, that you'd never finished those shelves in Mike's study. They still need painting.
What did you tell her?
I told her the truth. I said you'd had a bit of trouble with Sonia.
Well, you shouldn't have said that. It wasn't trouble, exactly.
Anyway, she says Sonia goes out most nights now, so if you pop up one evening, you'll have the room to yourself. No more distractions.
Your sherry, Father, and your very good help.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this isn't the brand you generally buy, surely.
No, it's not. No, we're on an economy drive now, cutting down on luxuries.
It's a great mistake, if I may say so, to purchase inferior brands. There's no real substitute for quality.
Well, enjoy it while you can. When that bottle's finished, it'll be cider or nothing.
Cider. Extraordinary.
We've got best end of neck for lunch. You'll find cider goes with it very well.
Lunch? Oh, but I hope you don't think... I wouldn't dream
of... Now, nonsense, Father. Of course you'll stay to lunch. Come on. Own up. That's one of the reasons you called in now, wasn't it?
Certainly not. Nothing was further from my thoughts. I came to see you because I felt it was essential we had a serious discussion about Jeremy.
Oh, no, not again. If it isn't you, it's Lynn, and if it's not Lynn, it's their... Rob Thingamy. Everybody wants to have serious discussions about Jeremy.
Darling, don't. Arthur, you're really worried, aren't you?
I certainly am very distressed. That's why I felt I should call in today while the boy is out with his mother.
Yes, Father, all right. But you will stay to lunch now, won't you?
Yes, of course you will. We'd be very happy if you didn't.
Oh, well, if you put it like that. Thank you. I'd be happy to accept your invitation. Best end of the neck, did you say?
And now, tell us what's worrying you.
Very well. But I'm afraid you're not going to like it. As you know, Jeremy came to tea with me yesterday afternoon. It appears that he wished to talk to me very particularly.
Yes, I know. And he told her that he was unhappy at home.
Well, not only that.
No, it's nothing new, Father. He's told several people. It's just a phase he's going through. I know it's worrying, but he'll settle down again. You mustn't take it too seriously.
Let Arthur finish.
He asked me several questions about the decision that was taken by the court to award you care and control of your son. He asked me if there were any possibility of that decision being changed.
Jeremy said that?
He told me he wants it to be changed. He wants to live with his mother.
Look up, Cliff. Well, I just put in the last ball to him. Hang on. It's just this one. Yeah, you need a drop of oil on that, Donald.
Yes, I know. I'll see to it tomorrow. I keep saying that every day.
Ah, no bother. I think I got a drop of oil over the road. I'll bring it in this evening before opening time.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm dead.
Yeah. These Sunday lunchtimes really keep you on the go, don't they?
This was packed right up till I called last orders. What happened to the good old Sunday lunch? Don't they have homes to go to?
Well, if you're in the same as me, I expect going back to eat now. I told Shirley, from now on, Sunday lunch will be at 3 o'clock.
I bet she loved that.
Ah, she doesn't mind. Gives her more time to do her open university stuff.
Good luck to her. It's all I can do to read the racing results in the comic strip these days. Oh, I think it's the first sign of old age. Softening of the brain.
Well, I better be getting back, I suppose.
No, don't brush up. Pour us a couple of drinks before you go.
Oh, no, no, I
no, don't go on. It. 5 more minutes right now, surely. I feel like unwinding. Trains are like a bloody morgue when everybody goes off. Nobody to talk to.
Yeah, okay, then, you go.
Right, and, bring the large one.
Yeah, must be peculiar, though, living on your own like you do.
What do you mean, peculiar? Do you think I am some sort of hermit?
Well, I can't remember what it was like living in the water. I mean, even before Shirley, I used to share that flat with Ben, you know, Dr. Woodhouse. Maybe for a few days.
I reckon I'm what they call a loner. Prefer my own company.
Well, I dare say there's a lot to be said to it. Cheers.
Cheers.
There's one thing about it. At least you don't get any hassle with women that way.
That's all you know. You obviously haven't had your ear to the ground, they say.
Well, I know you've got a reputation, Donald. I don't mean that, but at least as a single bloke, you're not answerable to anyone else. That's what I mean by hassles with women.
Sounds like the voice of bitter experience.
Well, we went through a bad patch, Shirley and me, but we're okay now.
Good for you. As a matter of fact, just at this particular moment, I'm what you might call between engagements.
Nobody in particular, you
mean? I mean nobody, full stop. Now, that's what I call a real woman problem. Come to think of it, I suppose that's another sign of old age.
Peter?
Hmm?
You've been sitting there staring into space for the last 20 minutes.
Well, what am I supposed to do? My father tells me that my son is fed up with me. He wants to move out and live somewhere else.
Darling, he is only a child. You said yourself at the stage he's going through. He was upset because of that painting business. It's easy to see how his mind was working.
Yes, I suppose so.
If he was living at the old bakery all the time, he'd be able to join in all the fun and games with Rob and Alexis. It's bound to be awfully attractive being in a man's world after all the female company he gets here.
Well, he's got me.
Well, you're not up to your eyes looking after the 3 girls.
Yes, I suppose that's true. Oh, things seem to be working out so neatly, too.
That's the worst of trying to live according to a system. Human nature always has a way of upsetting the best laid plans.
And thank you, Robbie Burns. You're quite right, of course. I'll have to try and devote more time to him, that's all. Concentrate on him a bit more.
Get him on his own. Take him out on one of your evening strolls. Man-to-man stuff, just the two of you.
Yes, that's a good idea. Yes, I'll take him along the canal. He'd like that.
Well, mm-hmm.
Well, that depends what time then brings him back. He'll probably be tired. No, we'll fix it up for tomorrow evening after he's done his homework. Yes, it'll give us a chance to have a real talk.